This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, we have the story of Shaul, Yonatan, and David. The story goes like this. You have Shaul, he was the king. His son was Yonatan, and David was by their table. He was there. And Shaul starts having his eye on David. He sees that David is threatening his kingdom. He might be the next one taking over. He doesn't like it. He feels very uncomfortable with David. One day is Rosh Chodesh. That's why we read this. We read this always before Rosh Chodesh, because it says here, Machar Chodesh. And David HaMelech did not come to the meal. The way it was is they used to make a Rosh Chodesh meal. A Seuda, Seudat Rosh Chodesh. Do makpid to make Seudat Rosh Chodesh. It's a chashuv thing. And Shaul HaMelech made such a Seuda. Everybody came to the Seuda. And David HaMelech's seat was empty. It was very seen. It was very visible. Everybody's sitting. And one chair is empty. So Shaul asked Yonatan. Yonatan was buddies with David HaMelech, who's best friends. So Shaul approaches his son, Yonatan, and asks him, where's David? On the first day, he didn't ask him. First day, he said, maybe something happened to David HaMelech. He wasn't Melech also. Maybe something happened to David. He's not so tahor. So he didn't come. Fine. The second day already, you have a pattern. It doesn't make sense. Where's David HaMelech on the second day of Rosh Chodesh? Why is he not here? So then Shaul asks Yonatan, and he wants to know, what happened to David? So Yonatan tells him that David HaMelech was asked to go to his father's meal. Vayan Yonatan et Shaul, nishol nishal David mi'imadi at Bet Lechem. Yeah, he wanted to go to his father's house and eat a seuda over there. Vayomer shalchen ina, ki zevach mishpacha lanu ba'ir, v'u tziva li achi, v'atay matzati chen be'enechem, al tana, v'er'e et achai. Al ken lo ba'el shulchan HaMelech. Very simple. Answer that he gave Shaul. Shaul didn't like this answer at all. Shaul felt that this answer was not the emet. He's not saying the truth, as he wasn't. And he got very angry. Vayichar af Shaul b'Yonatan. Shaul HaMelech fumed. Vayomer lo ben na'avat hamardut. Alo yadati. Ki bocher ata leven ishai levoshtecha levoshet ervat imecha. That's the way he answers him. That's the way he approaches him. He got very angry at his son, Yonatan. He tells him, Ben Na'avat HaMardut. What does he mean, Ben Na'avat HaMardut? Na'avat HaMardut, Rashi explains over here, and anybody looks in Shmuel Aleph, Perikaf. He says that his mother was Emoredet. Rashi gives us a little bit insight over there. He says that, you know, that Shevet Binyamin, that Shaul came from, was banned. Am Yisrael put all of them in cherem. They didn't want to deal with them. They didn't want to marry them. All the tribe of Binyamin lost their wives. They were killed in the war. Israel killed the entire women and children of Shevet Binyamin. Only ones left were the men. And after the war was over, the people felt that we're losing a tribe over here. We're losing a whole Shevet. In Am Yisrael, what should we do? But we made a shevuah, we made a promise that nobody will marry Shevet Binyamin. So we have a problem. Binyamin are only men. Eventually, the whole tribe is wiped out because they have no wives. So they decided to make some kind of trick that they'll be able to, the men of Binyamin will be able to capture for themselves some wives that were in the field, and that's what happened. But Rashi tells us that Shaul, which was also from Shevet Binyamin, also didn't have a wife. He was a little bit embarrassed to go and find a wife and like abduct her, take her, kidnap her. So Shaul HaMelech had such fine midot. He didn't go. So that woman, when she saw Shaul, Shaul's wife eventually, when she saw him, she went to him, she approached him. So now, they had a child, Yonatan. He gets it from his father. Ben Na'avat HaMardut, you're a child of a Moredet. You are, and he gives it to him. How, you know how hurtful it is when you speak about somebody's parents. And even more so when the father speaks about the mother, when you speak about each other, that's very, very painful. And he really screams at him. He gives it to him hard, to Yonatan. And he tells him, "Ki kol ha'amim asher ben Yishai chay al ha'adama, lo tikon ata malchutecha, v'ata shlach v'kach oto elai, ki ben mavet hu." So Natan asks him, well, what did he do? Why should he do that? Ve'etel Shaul tetachanita lav la'akoto. Shaul takes the sword that he had. He wanted to hit him. That's the way he treated Yonatan. Now what happened? Normally, when you do such an act, what do you do? What happens? What did you think would happen? Shaul, when he approaches Yonatan in such a fashion, such a way, screams at him, would you think the approach would actually be constructive in any way? Would that bring something positive? Would Yonatan say, you know, well, maybe you're right. Maybe Shaul, maybe my father's right. Maybe I should change my mind. Maybe I should not deal with David HaMelech anymore. Maybe he's right. The reaction is never that way when you are coming up angry, when you're coming out the way Shaul HaMelech spoke over here. Always the result would be negative. That's what happened over here. Yonatan, not only that he did not go along with his father, but on the contrary, he went along now with David. He went against what his father wanted. That's what we found over here. And this is actually a Rashi Beferush. He gives us this insight, unbelievable insight, in the very beginning of Devarim, in Sefer Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a tochecha to Am Yisrael. אלה הדברים אשר דיבר משה אל כל ישראל בעבר הירדן, במדבר, בערבה, מול סוף. רשי tells us, לפי שהן דברי תוכחות. This is all rebukes that משה רבנו says to עם ישראל. So he says, רשי, ואי ב-40 שנה מלמד שלא הוכיחן אלא סמוך למיטה. משה רבנו waited to rebuke עם ישראל all the way before he dies. Very strange. Well, you have to wait all the way before you die, then you give the rebuke. Give it on time, so you have a chance. Rashi tells us, he learned that from Yaakov Avinu. Mimi lamad? Mi Yaakov. Shelo echiach et banav ela samuch lamita. Yaakov Avinu didn't rebuke his children also until he was ready to die. Why? Amar, Reuven beni, ani omer lecha, mibnei ma lo hochachticha kol hashanim halalu. He comes to his child, Reuven. I want to tell you, I didn't give you tochecha. You did a bad thing. When you did hafach mishkavei, bilbel mishkavei yetzuei aviv, you did a terrible thing. But I didn't rebuke you. I didn't say anything. You kept quiet. Why? Why did he keep quiet? Unbelievable, Rashi. Listen to this, Rashi. It's just unbelievable. He tells him, you know why I didn't tell you anything? Why I didn't approach you and rebuke you? Kedei shelo tanicheni vetelech vetidbak be'esav achi. Because if I would rebuke you, what would happen? You would go with my brother Esav. You would change your camp. You would leave your father. You would leave the Derech HaEmet. You would leave the right and healthy and good approach and road. And you would go with who? With my brother Esav. You would go to become a gangster. Wow! That's the reason he didn't rebuke him. Imagine? Who are we talking about over here? Yaakov is talking to Reuven. Reuven. From the Shvatim HaKdoshim, he tells him, if I would just give you a rebuke, you would go against me and you would go with my brother Esav. Unbelievable. That's what happened with Shaul. Shaul overdid it. He gave it to him too hard. And he went with David. But even just a simple rebuke, we think that we can just scream at our children all the time. We can give it to them. We can have those talks with them. It's not so simple at all. Over here we learn from Yaakov that you have to be very, very careful when you speak to your child. And the continuation of this, Rashi tells us, is that there's four reasons why you don't give a tochecha to a person. Why is it that you don't give a tochecha until a person is ready to die? ארבע דברים אין מוכיחים את האדם אלא סמוך למיטה. Listen to the first two Rashi brings. כדי שלא יהיה מוכיחו וחוזר ומוכיחו. Which means, the Maharal Miprag explains over here in Gur Aryeh, if you מוכיח and חוזר ומוכיח, eventually the person leaves you. He doesn't want to deal with you. He doesn't want to hear anymore. We're talking about a father to his son that speaks to him in a loving manner, but it's a תוכחה. You have to be very careful. Even then you have to be... So what's the right approach? Don't give it tochecha at all. Because if you give it tochecha, he's not going to listen. You have already got into the habit of giving it tochecha, of rebuking him. And eventually, the kid wants to get out. He wants to leave. And secondly, שלא יהיה חברו רואהו ומתבייש בו. Secondly, you gave him a tochecha. If Yaakov Avinu would approach, he tells him, how do you do such a thing? You change the bed from this tent to that tent. What would happen? Reuven would get embarrassed. Get embarrassed, Rashi told us, just for being embarrassed, there's a danger that we will go, today they call it, go off the derech. Go with Esav, that's it. Go with the kids in the streets, that's it. Why? Because he's embarrassed. So we see that for simple things, you can lose a child. And that's something that we need to remember, something very, very important.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.